Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. I'm super energized today and still a little bit tired because last night I got to go to the most amazing mixer for a bunch of brown women. It was actually called Barbie Gone Boss. How fun is that? And I saw this on Instagram thinking, you know, oh, this is kind of cool. And I saw it happen in New York and I was like, oh, cool. If they had in LA, I would go. And lo and behold, I see that they're doing something in LA. And I went. And I have to tell you that today's episode is amazing because I was so inspired to be around so much like energy, so much innovation, so much creativity and positivity. But today we're going to talk about things I would tell my younger self. There's six lovely things I would tell my younger self, and I'm going to share them with you today. So going back to the mixer, everyone was invited. If you're an entrepreneur or creative, working in whatever space you work in, and you're looking for community with other brown women, right? And so there was women from different South Asian communities. There was men, actually, that was really fun. And they called them allies. I thought it was really, really fun. And initially, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to fit in because it seems like it's a little bit more of a younger crowd, right? And yes, I look fabulous, you know, but I'm still in a different, you know, mindset or maybe even like just kind of season of life. But then I thought that's the exact reason to go, right? Because I want to, A, get inspired, but also inspire, right? From my life experiences, from the work that I do. And I knew that there's no one like me who's doing my work for my people. Like literally no one does exactly what I do. And I was 100% correct. I went there, started talking to people right away. I didn't come with a friend. I just went. And these women are so amazing. They were like, come join us, and just very open. And as soon as we got into it, I realized that I love connection. And any opportunity that I get to connect with other people, you know, is a great opportunity for me. Right? And you may be also feeling a little bit lonely in whatever space you're in, right? And haven't had the chance to connect. And spoiler alert, guys, you don't have to be connecting with the people you live with as the only option. I think it's the best thing to connect with yourself and outside of your home so that you don't expect that from your family and your partner. So, things I would tell my younger self, right? So I get there, I'm probably one of the oldest people there, even if I didn't look it. And I think a lot of them were shocked to know that I had kids or that they were this old and that I was a practicing physician who turned to be a coach. And now I've specifically worked with only brown women. I make an exception here and there, but I want to make sure that my people know that I'm here for them. So lesson number one, and this is stuff that I heard some of them talk about, some of them share. There was a lovely panel of women who have done something new, have showed up in a bold way. And so, number one, no one is thinking about you. They're all stuck in their own heads. I'm gonna say this again. No one is thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. So when I was younger, I would always be concerned with this whole, like, what does it look like? What are they thinking? You know, even like any aspect, it could be like work. I'm like, oh my God, what are they going to think about me if I, you know, do my work this way, or if I present this case this way, if I get this score or whatever it is. And then in my personal life all the time, like, what will someone think if I don't sacrifice, if I don't call them? If I don't, you know, go out of my way, what will my husband think if I don't tell him about my plans or have dinner? plans with him already? What will my kids think? I can just keep going with this list. And I realized that everyone is so in their own space and concerned about themselves that they don't care about you. But we've been trained to care, especially, I want to say, growing up in the South Asian community, what people think. And I joke about this and I talk about this all the time, but I love this Hasan Minhaj, the comedian. He, in his like first Netflix series, talks about this concept. I'm going to say it in Hindi, and Hindi's like not my primary language at all. I learned it by watching movies, so like bear with my Hindi, but lo kya kahenge, which means what will people say. And he talks about his journey and how everything was based on what people thought, and the reality was, who are the people and why does it matter what they're saying? No one is thinking about you. Number two, self-sacrifice is not a badge of honor. At every stage of our life, as women, we have sacrificed, right? As sisters growing up, oh, let him have it. You're older, or you're more understanding. Let him have the extra candy, or let him sit by the window, whatever. You know, like I'm trying to think of things my kids fight about. So, okay, you did it as a sister. And you saw your mom working really hard, your grandma working really hard, feeding everyone else, then themselves after they did their day job, you know, if they had one, the last one to go to sleep. So then you started helping them out. I know I did. And then you keep that going into your adult life. No one told us to sacrifice and put ourselves second in our marriages, in our relationships. We did. And don't even get me started in the whole parenting realm. No, I wasn't told explicitly, it's your job to wake up every 2 hours to feed your kid. It's your job to make sure that no one is bothered by your kid or doesn't wake up your husband so he doesn't get upset or tired, whatever it is. That's a whole different episode. Self-sacrifice is not a badge of honor. We have to stop that. And we don't want to keep passing this ridiculous, ridiculous story to future generation of women. You do you, boo. All right. Number three, create more than you consume. And I think this was really fun because the way that this was shared by one of the speakers, and I'm not naming who said what specifically, I'm going to tag everyone when I share this post, but in the podcast, but they're talking about like social media, right? Like create more than you consume. I want to go broader with spend more time on creating things that you love, things that you want to have in your life, whatever that may be, right? It may be relationships. It may be health goals, wellness goals, career goals. Create that for you. Peace, right? Space, sleep, joy, right? Create more of that before you consume the outside world. We can say social media, yes, but also like all the things that are the weight that we put on ourselves from the outside, the burdens, right? If that equation, right? If you're consuming more than you create, there's an emptiness that you're coming from. That's not going to work. It's not sustainable. Number four, this was amazing, and I got this from the whole room, is surround yourself with uplifting women. And I want to say one of the conversations I had was like about how women aren't lifting other women up, especially in our community. There's a lot of like comparison and judgment, and it's more in the Asian community than it is in maybe other communities like the Latina and the Black women. And I think it goes back to like our competitiveness. You know, even if you go back to this, I'm gonna talk about India because that's where I'm from. It's like every state has to prove why their state is better than the other state. And I have been guilty of this, you know, I'll be like, yeah, my people, right? But colonization took advantage of dividing us so that we could be controlled. And we have carried that with us, right? India, Pakistan was divided, right? We come to this country. When I saw another brown person, or I was observing my family and other women, other people, they weren't like, yay, I got to see another brown person. It was like, oh, what are they doing here? Kind of attitude. And now I see that right now in our space where it's like we find a couple, you know, like brown people in leadership doing well for themselves. And the reality is like, are they hiring other brown people? Are they lifting other brown people up? Or do they want to be the only ones on top? When I was asked this question about my thoughts, I actually honestly answered, I don't even think about that stuff. I don't spend any more time in, you know, the things that aren't going right, how other people should be different, how things should be different. I just love on me and keep lifting myself up and hoping that that becomes a ripple effect for everyone around me. So all of these things I could do a full-on episode about, but I just wanted to keep it, you know, shorter so we can, you know, start the conversation. Follow number five, follow your passions because they have no expiration date, right? And so this is really fun because a lot of the women that I met yesterday, they're in their 20s, their 30s, like early career, early family, early relationships. You know, and I was like reflecting on that because I started this whole new chapter in my life in my late 30s. And if only I knew what I knew when I was their age, like this would be a whole different process. And also I wouldn't have it any other way. Right? I needed to go through life. I needed to experience it to get where I did. But I'm so happy that these guys, you know, with the work they're doing, and I can still see like, yes, like there's a lot of space where, you know, if they allowed themselves to get out of their own ways, they could be growing more in their businesses, in their careers, in their relationships. But when you get in a space like this and you're in your own head, it's kind of hard to know that you're doing that to yourself. And so that's where I come in, and the work that I do is I help clean up that messiness, the self-doubt, the indecision, the imposter syndrome, right? All of that stuff I clear up so that they can make way more money without exchanging time for money, so they can get the promotions, they can be in those relationships that they love and adore. So this is number five. Now, number six, this is my favorite. Disappoint people. Most importantly, disappoint your parents so that you don't disappoint yourself. And I love how they said that because they were talking about like not doing the typical career paths that everyone kind of like their parents kind of told like, oh, be a doctor, be a lawyer, go into finance, all, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? And these women were like, no, I'm gonna do digital marketing, I'm gonna do networking, like whatever it is. Like I've just heard so many fun things yesterday that I was amazed, right? Because guess what I did? I did the shoulds, right? Studied, did really well in school, went to med school, you know, graduated, became a physician, went to residency, did all the things, right? And even after practicing, you know, for 15 years, I just made a pivot, right? And there's no expiration on this choice. And I bet people were disappointed. And a funny story is I laugh about this, but my dad still says, because I have my integrative pediatric tele practice that I, you know, have also. And my majority of the work that I do is in coaching, but the practice is more of a hobby now. And he still always asks me more about my patients than my clients, even if the impact I'm making with you guys in this space is literally so unique and so special. So who are you willing to disappoint so you don't disappoint yourself? T- to me, that sits so well because my whole life I didn't want to disappoint anybody. And I didn't even want to like consider the idea that I would be disappointing myself, right? Because that wasn't even a factor. So all these lovely Barbies, I love this. It's like before Barbie was like something you like you look down on, oh my God, a bimbo, this and that. But now we're like, oh my gosh, like it's awesome to wear pink. It's like it's a statement, right? Like being empowered women, you know, to be human, to err and to learn, all that is like just looked upon and with so much respect, right? And joy and growth. And so I'm so grateful for going to something that was out of my comfort zone. I've never been to a mixer before. And for showing up fully and able to listen and support the community any way I can and continue to do that, right? And so all of this was started with the Brown Girl magazine, which I found them on social media. So they all talk about social media being amazing. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome that now I've connected with so many more women. But what would you tell your younger self? Like, this is what I came up with. I'm sure we can come with so many more things, but I'd love to hear from you, right? Like, what would you tell your younger self? And the things that I talked about, if it triggered something for you, if you'd like to explore that, you'd like to heal that part of you, you guys know how to find me, right? www.pileguile.com. Go in the show notes, click on the link, ask if, you know, you can get a consultation for my private coaching program. It's a very intimate setting. It's just me and you. And I know, especially, and I was telling the girls yesterday that I think this is such a special opportunity for everyone to have this one-on-one space with me to clean up their minds so they grow in every way possible. Like, I love what I do and I wouldn't change it for the world. Thank you for listening. Have a lovely day. Can't wait to talk to you and hear from you and share this with a friend. If you thought that this was a good episode, share it with them. Please, please, please leave a review. And if you want to reach out and start working with me, now is the time. Okay. Have a lovely day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.pileguile.com. That's PAYALGHAYAL, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.